Hi, I'm Joan London.
And I'm Jamie Hess, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
For nearly two decades, Joan London greeted viewers every day on Good Morning America and was the longest-running host ever on early morning TV. The award-winning journalist, best-selling author, and mom of seven is also a woman's health and wellness advocate. She stopped by the Life Minute studios with her daughter, Jamie Hess, just in time for Mother's Day to share the deets on her new book, which breaks down the taboo topics that come along with being a woman of a certain fabulous age.
The reason why I wanted to write the book really was just to start a conversation, because women go through a myriad of changes as we go through the decades, much more so than men. And some of them are just bothersome things like hot flashes or, you know, that disappearing waistline. But some of the things that we go through are worrisome and also embarrassing, like a leaky bladder. And if we don't have a conversation going, women experience these themselves alone and they think something's wrong with them. And sometimes they'll just feel less feminine or appealing. Truth is, it's happening to every other woman. These are normal changes, and I just don't think they should be taboo subjects. You know, I knew I'd have to write this book with a sense of humor if I was going to be talking about hot flashes and leaky bladders. So I have a chapter, "Sometimes I Laugh So Hard Tears Run Down My Leg." And it's a funny title, but it's not such a funny issue because it happens to one in three women. I mean, that's a pretty startling statistic. And it's just a matter of our pelvic floor as we age grows weaker. So that if you have any kind of pressure, laughing, coughing, sneezing, running, working out, you can get a little involuntary leak, or sometimes it's just not making it to the loo on time. And so our doctor, who calls this stress urinary incontinence, always says do Kegels. It's the only exercise that's going to strengthen your pelvic floor. But Kegels are kind of a strange exercise that a lot of women try but never really achieve a real one.
I can tell you from experience that leaking does not discriminate by age. Yeah. You know, I'm a mom of two, and I remember the exact moment when I really knew that my leaking problem was a problem. I was running a half marathon with my husband, something we love to do together. And I looked up at him and I said, "Babe, I am literally peeing in my pants right now and there is nothing I can do about it." And we kind of had a laugh about it at the time, but to be honest, it wasn't funny. It was embarrassing and rather devastating because this problem was threatening to steal running from me, something I loved so much. And it was at that time that I started doing research and I discovered a product called Innovo. So Innovo, of course, is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive product that treats stress urinary incontinence from home. So you simply slip on these great little shorts, and in these 30-minute sessions, they deliver 180 perfect Kegels, which really kind of takes the guesswork out of Kegels. I think we never know if we're doing them right. Yeah. And this takes that guesswork out of them and helps you strengthen your pelvic floor. And I'm very happy to say that I am one of the 87% of women who wore these for 12 weeks. And I can now say that I am leak-free. I think the greatest thing about this is that you don't need a prescription. You don't need to visit your doctor's office. You can just head over to their website, which is myinnovo.com, and have them shipped discreetly to your doorstep.
And with becoming a mom right at the start of her GMA career, London says it wasn't always easy, but rather messy sometimes.
You know, I remember I delivered Jamie 40-some years ago, 7 weeks before becoming the host of Good Morning America. I took her to work with me on the first day, all swaddled up. ABC was unbelievable that they let me bring her to work because I was breastfeeding. Which, by the way, you couldn't say breastfeeding on the air back then. And one day I was interviewing some senator about then President Ronald Reagan's trickle-down economic theory. Everybody may remember that theory, but I remember that I experienced inflation and trickle-down firsthand. And fortunately, I was wearing a silk blouse. It didn't really show. Hairdresser ran in with a blow dryer, and as they say, the show must go on. So it, you know, and I think that's probably what endeared me to the American audience, certainly to the GMA audience, is that they were watching me figure it out. just being real and figuring out something that hadn't really been done that much. And that you always said that I was making my mess my message.
Yeah. Today we would just call that hashtag mom life.
I think that the way I made it through, because of course I had such an incredibly demanding job, was organization. I had this master calendar and planning ahead, you know.
Also banishing the guilt of being a working mother. My mom yeah. always demonstrated to me that I was important and so was work. And that doesn't mean, because she was a working mom, didn't mean she didn't love us and vice versa. And I work very hard to teach that to my kids. My kids will never hear me say, mom has to go to work. They will always hear me say, mom gets to go to work. Because it's a privilege that I get every day to show up for myself and my family, and that's how I want them to feel.
And to be able to be creative and make your mark on the world. I still worry though, I always worry that was I making that balance right? And I remember one day you said to me, you may not have always been in the pickup line every day after school, but you taught me that I could do a myriad of things as a woman. And that's, I think, you know, I'm glad that that lesson like just was resounding to you. Having my daughter share my passion mm-hmm. for women's wellness, and that we can actually work on wellness campaigns yeah. and bring answers to women about the changes that they're going through, and that we can do it together. It's my Mother's Day gift for sure.
I love you.